Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Emmy Award-winning Don Orsillo joins us here on 97.3 The Fan.
Come on in, Don.
Come on in, Don. Come on in. Tony has been dying to say that all day long.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, welcoming me in.
Absolutely. You know, once you win a couple of awards like that, it's like an actor. You know, they just call you Academy Award winner so-and-so. So you get to be Emmy Award-winning Don Orsillo forever now. I think you should just add that on your card, on your business card.
Well, I appreciate it. No, we I don't know what we were up against. I don't know how we won exactly, but it's always a thrill when you get one. I know that.
That's Don, for sure.
Don, I want to ask you because a lot of us are spectating from the TV. You're one of the few that get to be in the building. And listen, I know your job is a tough one, and I can only imagine that it's even tougher when you don't actually get to see the game live. You're doing it off of the television screen when the team's away. How has the transition been doing games that way?
You know, it's been very different, Tony. It really has. It's like nothing else that I've done before. You know, I did 10 years of minor league radio. This is my 20th major league season, but I basically learned how to do the game by, you know, watching the field because, you know, we didn't have TV in the minor leagues for the most part. So really, I came to the big leagues not really relying on the monitor very much at all. In fact, I would say I'm about 90-10 looking at the field to actually looking at the monitor. So now, with the team on the road, 100% monitor has been a real adjustment for me. I felt like I'm not good at it. I know that. But I know that it got a little easier as time went on the last road trip. By the time we got to Denver and the last couple of games, I started to get used to doing it. I would say that the way I explained it to people is that you're reacting to a play rather than actually calling a play. If that makes any sense at all. When the ball goes in the air, I can see that there's going to be a good play, or a lot of times I'll look at the field, and I didn't realize I was doing this before this all happened. But I look at the outfielders right before the first pitch, and I'll look at a center fielder or a right fielder and see if they're moving or cheating a little bit, and that'll tell me what the pitch is going to be and how they're going to work this guy. And I can't see that now. That's all gone. I can't see those guys where they're going. So the ball's in the air. I can bring my voice to a certain level and anticipate what's going to be a great catch. Here, I'm waiting for the director to make that first cut. After the ball's hit, I got to wait like you all do to see where it goes, and then I make the call. So I would say that I'm reacting to it, not calling it, but trying to get better at calling it faster, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing I think you're doing an amazing job. I watched every minute of that Rockies series. I saw Mudcat the other night. I didn't happen to run into you, but I just think you guys are doing a great job. And the thing that we all love so much, Don, is – the fun that you and Mark Grant have up in the booth, and we know how much you're enjoying calling the games, and I think that makes it enjoyable for us to watch them. You've been doing it for a long time, but how do you kind of keep both of those things, juggle both of those things the proper amount of trying to have fun, but also make sure you're giving us a good, solid broadcast and telling everything that's going on, because obviously that's why we're watching. But we like to be entertained, too, so we enjoy that.
Well, thanks so much, first of all, Chris. I really appreciate it. That's very nice of you. I, I absolutely love my job. I absolutely love what I do. I love San Diego. I am all in on this Padres team, and so excited to be here. And everyone has been so great to me and the Friar faithful and welcoming me here. And it's amazing to me, but this is my fifth season here already. And it's gone by so fast. But, you know, it's funny. I came here sort of with a philosophy on how to do baseball, the only way I know how to do baseball. You have three plus hours most nights. And to me, baseball, first and foremost, is fun. I mean, I love what I do. And I think it comes across that, you know, I also love my partner, you know, and we're really good friends, and we're just a couple of guys who are watching the game and being with you. But, you know, the reason I got into this business in the first place, you know, was growing up listening to baseball on the radio, actually. And I thought it was the coolest job ever. I thought, you know, first of all, a guy gets to go to every game, which is right. Awesome. But also, he seemed like he was everybody's friend. Everybody felt like they knew him, you know, and I thought that was the coolest thing. And it's your job, and people pay you for it. It's ridiculous. But, you know, but I got into it with that kind of mindset, and I just feel like where it's fun, you know, and it's 3.5 hours, you have time where you can just be yourself and show your personality a little bit. But when baseball's serious and things are serious, you're there for that too. But I just feel like it's all part of the whole package for a baseball television broadcast, especially locally. I think it's different when you're doing a national broadcast. But this, it's just sort of the philosophy I've had. It's worked, and we have a great time doing it.
Talk about that a little bit. You for those who don't know, Don does some national games as well, and I would imagine that the chemistry is a little bit different, right? You're not working with somebody you work with
yep.
every day. Plus, you this isn't your home squad. So how do you balance the two of doing national and then doing the local games?
It's a challenge, especially if you're playing American League teams and you're broadcasting an American League game. You just haven't seen those guys enough. You try to do as much research as possible, but unless you've been there and been around it, it's really difficult to kind of fake it. So you do as much homework as you possibly can going in. You're right about the partners. That's where it gets a little tricky. I mean, I'm all over the place. Last year I worked with Pedro Martinez, Ron Darling, AJ Przinski, David Cohn, Eric Karros, Dennis Eckersley.
Wow.
I mean, like, you go from one end, you know, to the other end. Tom Verducci was mixed in there in Houston. So it is very different. But, you know, I've had a chance to work with these guys a few times. And really, it only takes like one or two games before you start to feel their cadence, their rhythm, where they want to go. And I try to bring out the best in whoever I'm working with. And Tony, I know in working with you, it's like I know – you know, like your expertise from the way you saw the game through your eyes, you know, and I try to draw that out from whoever I'm working with. You know, with Mudd, it's a lot of pitching, obviously, because he was a pitcher. But he also knows how to set up hitters and can go there. But it's knowing your partner's strengths and really getting the most out of them, because a lot of guys, they know the information, and it's getting them to verbalize what it is that they did. And in some cases, be able to explain it, kind of dumb it down for those of us who,
right,
for lack
right.
of a better phrase, who have no idea, you know, what it is that you go through to get something done at the big league level. So that's how I kind of approach it. But, yeah, it's different. Last year, like, I went into a Mets situation. I had the chance on Fox to call Pete Alonso's record-breaking rookie home run. And, you know, I had to read, like, I spent the whole week just because I saw there was a chance it could fall on our game. And sure enough, it did. So it was really cool to be there for part of it. But, you know, we're exclusive. I don't want Mets fans sitting at home going, who is this clown? You know, what does he know about me? You know,
because you know, Mets fans will do that to you.
Oh, I believe me. I was very worried. But Ron Darling and Gary Cohen both sent me texts, and they said, you nailed it. You're all good. And I'm like, okay, cool. At least the Mets guys think I'm okay. You know, Mets fan may not, but Mets announcers, we're cool. So we're good here. I felt okay about it.
Don Orsillo, the voice of Padres baseball, joining us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Don, let's talk a little bit about this ball club you're broadcasting this year. And both Tony and I have really been impressed with the competitiveness of this ball club and the way they're going about these games. And record aside, and I think the record's fine. It could be a little bit better if they would have hung on to a couple games. But as always, your record is what it says you are. So we'll take 7-6. Excuse me?
You are who you are.
You are who
exactly.
You are, yes. It's Bill Parcells.
Unfortunately.
I got to quote the tuna correctly.
But, the tuna, exactly.
Yeah, but what are you thinking of this ball club? And with 47 games to go, I mean, I'm assuming you've got some pretty good feelings about it.
I really do. You know, I mean, that's crazy, too, what you just said. 47 games left, that's it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I feel like we just started this thing, and we're into it. I mean, we're into the schedule now. And, you know, you're right. Those games, I really felt like they could have at least probably two or three more wins than they currently did. You know, and surprisingly, it was the bullpen that we were so sure of, right, was so strong that kind of let them down. So I think if you ask me for – what surprised me the most so far, I would say that, you know, the bullpen's inconsistency has been a little surprising. That said, there's been stuff coming from places I didn't expect. I did not expect Jake Cronenworth to be doing what he's doing. You know, and some of the way the lineup is working just has been really good. And honestly, I going into this season did not know what to expect from Jace Tingler. I mean, I had no idea. I mean, like, people would ask me about, what do you know about Jace Tingler? Not a lot. You know, I know he's done everything in the game there is to do, instruction-wise, minor league-wise, major league-wise, coaching. But as far as managing, you know, I don't think anybody really knew anything. And he is, to me, has been excellent. And I get the vibe from the players and different people that I talk to, how he's handling this roster and how he is managing during games, and, you know, more importantly for a manager away from the games, right, managing these guys has been top notch. So I got to give him a ton of credit so far on what's gone on in the field. And but yeah, no, I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about not just this year, but really the next 5 years. I think is really going to be cool to be part of the Friar faithful, because I think this organization is really, they got it figured out now, and now it's just a matter of taking it to the next level, and I think they're doing that.
Don, you've been a part of a championship organization, so you know what it looks like. And a lot of people just remember the championship, but there's always a build-up to that championship. Do you see any parallels right now with where the Padres have been since you've been here and what you saw in that championship organization as of the Red Sox?
Very much so. And to me, yes, I have three rings, which I it's incredible. They even give us rings.
Wow,
I don't know why. We have zero to do with wins and losses, but we do call them, which is cool. And it's one of the perks of the job. So I'm very thankful for that, first of all. But no, this team reminds me of the 03 Red Sox that was on the verge. They knew that they were heading in a different place. I mean, keep in mind, they went 86 years in between championships, so we haven't gone that far. So, I mean, what are we, 51? So, I mean, at that point, but 03, you just felt it turn. Now, it ended badly with Aaron Boone's walk-off, Game 7 against the Yankees and the ALCS, but you knew that the next year they were going to be right back at it, and they were on the cusp of greatness. And sure enough, that's where they went. And, you know, I look at the way the makeup of that team was. It was a combination of guys who had been acquired, but also a great many who came up through the system as a group and part of the talent level that came through. So you got like a Tatis, who's here now, coming through the system. We did get him from Chicago, but yes, he came through the Padres minor league system. And you have like a veteran now, even though, what is he, 27 at third base, and Manny Machado that you sign. But I mean, it's a combination of those things that brings you to the next level, I believe, because all three of the teams that were champions that I had the chance to broadcast for had that formula. And I feel like that's where this organization is right now.
Don Arcillo joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, the television broadcaster, Padre Baseball, and he'll be at it tonight. And we'll be tuning in, many of us, to watch Padre Baseball. I'll tell you one thing, the television broadcast, your crew is doing an amazing Emmy Award-winning job again. But
again,
it really feels almost like a regular broadcast. I mean, I have to keep reminding myself that there's not fans there. But I did go to the game the other night at Petco Park, and I came away really impressed, Don, with how hard these players are playing and the effort that they're putting in and the energy that they're expending without the crowd there to spur them on. And I know from a broadcasting standpoint, you tend to lay out once in a while and let the crowd take it, and you can't really do that this year. But how impressed are you with the actual baseball we've seen so far?
Chris, first of all, thanks on behalf of our crew, because I know that's all they're trying to do is strive to make this as normal as possible. And I echo those sentiments. I think they've done a great job in bringing the game, it's hard to ignore the fact that there's nobody in the stands, but also not showing it all the time to remind you that there's nobody in the stands too. So they've done a really good job in directing the game and different angles that don't always show that. So that's huge. But I really thought two things. I think coming in, because there was only 60 games, I thought each game had such importance that, there was such drive for wins and losses. I mean, you think about it, the great teams, I'm talking about the elite teams, win 100 games. Okay, so that means they still lose 62 of them, which is a lot of losses. So that's gone, so there's a lot of throwaway games. There are no throwaway games in this scenario. So, I did think that the intensity level of that part of it would make a difference, but I'm really impressed with the players who've been able to get their own adrenaline drive that they create on their own that is just not there crowd-wise. Because I know, closers, different people bring their game to another level based on what the, atmosphere is of the crowd. That is not a factor here at all. Now it's all you and your mental toughness and your mindset. And I've really been impressed with the players who have been able to do that, the pitchers, the closers. They've somehow done it. And I think it's credit to them. And the way they came into this, their mental state coming into this, knowing it was going to be different, knowing there was going to be a bunch of protocols, knowing this is not going to be like any other season they've ever had in their lives. But, let's make the best of this thing and let's win the thing. So I've been very impressed.
We'll let you get out of here on a fun one, Don. Does Mudcat think every check swing could it result in a double if the ball hits the bat?
If he makes contact, it's a double. And then that's it. That's the only thing he knows. That's his standard line. That's all he's got. So you're going to hear that every time. And it's been 5 years of that. And I don't even ask anymore. I used to he is his job. He is the analyst, theoretically in our broadcast. So, I am supposed to defer to him on these calls, and so I now I don't even bother because I know what the answer is going to be, whether the guy went or not. It's going to the answer is a double. So, it's the same thing. It's tired, Tony. Tired.
We love it.
Exhausted.
You guys sound great together. It is so fun to watch, and we look forward to the broadcast tonight. Don, we've loved having you on the show. Hope
Thank
we can
you
do
so
it again.
Much, Don.
And continued good success this season.
I appreciate you guys so much. You guys are both part of what has made me feel so welcome here in San Diego since coming here. Everybody's kind of welcomed me with open arms, and you guys are a big part of that. And I appreciate everything you guys do, and love listening to your show every day driving in. So thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Don.
So glad you could be a part of it. Don Orsillo right there on the SDCCU fan hotline, the Padres' outstanding television broadcaster. Joining us on the San Diego County Credit Union Fan Hotline, San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or to apply online, visit SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.